The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sugar and spice, it's
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Tuesday, which means our dear friend, Miss D, joins us. Hey, Delana, are you there?
Of course I am. It's Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, everyone's favorite day of the week. Oh, I love being here with you, Rob, on a Tuesday.
We're lucky to have you, and you've been travelling, Miss D. You were at the Oscars, you were back home with your family, now you're back in New York City.
I am back in New York, and listen, the first thing I did was pull out my calendar and see when I could see my Mr. Shooter. So we've got some theatre dates and dinners and drinks planned, happy hour at Bottino's, here we come. I cannot wait.
I can't wait either. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It's tea time.
So we have a big explosive story at the top of the show. Rebel Wilson has exposed the A-list a-hole who allegedly has been trying to stop her memoir from coming out. So Rebel is not mincing words. So after she hinted that a massive a-hole is trying to stop her new memoir, Rebel Rising, from coming out, the actress has named names, pointing the finger at, are you ready, of all the people she's worked with, Miss D? Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ooh.
That was not a name that was on my bingo card. So now, in a deleted Instagram story, that tells you a lot, she's deleted this story, the star claimed, quote, I wrote about an a-hole in my book. Now, said a-hole is trying to threaten me. She went on to reveal that it is in fact Sacha Baron Cohen, and that she alleges that he has resorted to hiring a crisis PR manager and lawyers to prevent all the negative press from the book from surfacing. But she did say, Miss D, the book will come out and you all will know the truth. Now, he has denied this, calling all her accusations demonstrably false. He did not do this, is what he is saying. Couple of questions, Miss D. One, are you surprised that it is him? And two, do you believe him?
Well, it's very interesting because he's fiercely private about his life. We really don't hear much about what's going on in his personal world. He keeps it under wraps. So this is so fascinating. Look, it's a memoir. A memoir is a point of view. So while the other person might have thought they were just being normal, you may feel a certain way about the experience you had with them. Do I think that he tried to stop it? There's nothing wrong with a person when you are a celebrity of looking out for themselves and maybe hiring a PR manager. But what's interesting is he denies that he got one, not the fact that he's an a-hole. So that's what's so interesting. But if a person usually, as we've said before, vehemently denies that they've done something, usually they kind of skirt around the issue, so they're not saying no. But the fact that he's saying, I did not hire PR crisis management to handle this, as we know, sometimes keeping your mouth shut is the best thing to do. You don't say anything, it lasts for 24 hours, and it's over.
That's good advice, Miss D. If you're listening, hello, hello, hello. It's interesting because when you do write these tell-all books, which let me be clear about, I love all these memoirs. Oh, I love them.
Yummy.
I pour through them. I want Jennifer Aniston to write one. I really do. And maybe Julia Roberts. But I'll read the Rebel one. And I think that there are many different levels of truth here. I think this can be true to Rebel, that it felt as if he was an a-hole. And to him, it can be truth that he didn't feel like he did anything. And somewhere in the middle is the real story. So if an event happened, if God forbid he put his hands on her, or if God forbid he broke into her house and stole her wallet, that's a fact. But how you make somebody feel, that's something that can be argued. I would hate to think, Miss D, that I've made people feel badly. I would hate to believe that. But I know it might be true. I know you might have caught me on a bad day, or sometimes when I'm a bit grumpy, or maybe I've got so much on my plate I can be a little bit short. And so remember that the way you treat people is really, really important, not just for them, but also for you. You go out of your way, Miss D, to be kind to people, but occasionally even you can lose your temper.
That is true. We remember a certain incident on the streets of leaving a certain show, and I had a little bit of a meltdown over a name I was called. So this little black woman can show her fire when she needs to. But yes, we try to be kind to people. And of course, when we get a memoir, we want the juicy parts. But again, like you said, like I've said, it's a point of view. Just because you experienced it that way doesn't make it 100% truth. And I think that's where you have to be careful with memoirs. And we see all the people who apologize after the book comes out. You think about Britney Spears or somebody like that. So if you're going to write it down, you really need receipts, babies. Receipts. Right.
Which she might have. We don't know yet. None of us have seen the book. I don't know if Sacha Baron Cohen has seen the book, but when the book comes out, if this is about how she feels, it's valid. I totally get it. I'm not diminishing that. But if she has receipts, if she has, on this day, he said that. On that day, he texted me this. I got an email from him saying the following. If she's got that, then it makes the case just that much clearer, which brings us to our poll question of the show. Rebel Wilson has exposed an A-list a-hole for threatening her to kill her memoir. Our question is, do you believe that Sacha Baron Cohen did this? What do you think? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Misty, what are you working on?
Well, for all those who put down a bet that Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift would be broken up by now, you gotta pay up because the couple is spotted sharing passionate kisses and having a PDA-filled Bahamas getaway. So they were away at Bahamas Harbor Island. They were enjoying the island's tranquility in a luxurious $15,000 a night.
How much?
Rosalita House Estate. Let me repeat that. $15,000 a night. Not a month. A night. Oof. And they were in the crystal clear waters. They were wrapped in each other's loving embraces. They engaged in some intimate moments. They were having some tropical drinks. So basically, they were having the getaway we all wish we could have. And theirs just happens to be like photographed and recorded. So, but you know, what do you think? I mean, a lot of people said they broke up like 2 weeks ago, but obviously not.
Two are together. We saw them at Nobu in LA. There was photographs of them together. And I think what's interesting here is they're not flaunting it too much. These photographs that have been released are not professional photographs. These were taken by people staying at the resort. These were sneaky photographs. Although you'd think if they're spending $15,000 a night, that would buy them some privacy. Evidently not. There are nosy gossip gooses there too. I love it. If I was staying there, I'd take a picture too and I'd send it to Rob Shooter. And so I love this. I like that they're together. I'm told they're really getting to know each other. Going on vacation is a really big step in a relationship. You got to figure out, can you live together? Can you get along when it's not all the excitement? How is life together? And so I think they're really trying to figure this out. And I do wish them well, Misty. We want Taylor Swift to find everlasting love. And maybe he's the one. The pictures look fantastic. And the two of them together in their bathing suits. Ooh, Misty, they are good looking folks.
Mm-hmm. They'd make some pretty babies. So we just have to wait and see. Yeah, they're getting to know each other.
The same. Oh, congratulations to the two of you. Okay, moving forward, Oliver Hudson is opening up about his childhood trauma under his mommy's care. His mommy is Goldie Hawn. So ooh. Oliver and his sister, Kate Hudson, share a podcast. And on the podcast, they were talking about childhood trauma, which we all have to some degree, maybe at school, maybe in our families. He's saying that his stems back to the care under his mother, Hollywood icon Goldie Hawn. So despite acknowledging that Goldie was, quote, an amazing mommy, he bravely confronted the complexities of their relationship during his early years. He reflected on his mommy's busy work schedule and her personal choices, admitting that there were times when he felt unprotected by his mom. He said, quote, she would always be working. She would have new boyfriends that I didn't really like. And he said, this is my own perception as a kid who didn't have a dad and needed her to be there. Now, All of this is absolutely true. I totally believe it. I hope he said this to his mom before saying it publicly on a podcast. I hope that this isn't the first time Goldie's hearing about this. What do you think, Mr. Kissing and telling about your parents?
Yeah, so obviously I talk a lot about my mom because she's like, you know, the diva. But I probably would leave out some of that really intense stuff, at least, you know, until we had a cocktail together. I have a feeling that they have talked to their mom and said, look, we're going to be super candid in the show. We might talk about family. And Goldie, she's been in the business a long time. She knows who she is. She's a strong woman. But I don't think any mom wants to hear that they caused any type of trauma for their child. And this seems like the trauma comes from her not being there. But she was taking care of her children by making money, you know, so she could support her kids.
And they had an amazing lifestyle thanks to mommy's multi-million dollar paycheck.
Absolutely.
She really was out there working, earning a lot of money. And she set those two up for success too. They're both successful actors. Kate is particularly successful. So it is difficult here. My sources tell me, sources close to Goldie, that this is nothing she didn't know and she wouldn't admit herself. She knows this. She wishes she could turn back the clock and work less. And if she could, she would. But she can't. And so the only way to move forward is to talk about it. So even though this seems quite shocking, Misty, the two of us were like, what? It's nothing she hasn't heard. And actually now that it's out in the open, it might actually be a good thing. Okay, we have some breaking relationship news. One of our favorite celebrities is single again.
Yes, and that would be Miss Kim Kardashian. She's broken off her relationship with Odell Beckham Jr., which a lot of people might have not even realized that they were dating. But yes, they were together for about 6 months. They were first romantically linked in September 2023. They were last seen together at the Vanity Fair's Oscars after party around March 10th, where they seemed inseparable. Now, although they weren't overtly affectionate, there was a noticeable chemistry between them, with reports suggesting that they even left the event together, which would make sense if they were a couple. Now, the word on the street that I'm hearing is that because the relationship kind of broke out into the open and Odell wanted it to be more private, just seemed like getting on that Kardashian train might be kind of challenging, and that might be one of the reasons that they decided to call it quits. But what do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Misty. I'm hearing the same. He just didn't want this. He's very private. Like, he's a big star. We know who he is. But he's very private. And she's the opposite. She's very public. There's nothing Kim does in private. Everything is open for consumption. So it's just a lot. And I think, too, this is what happens. There's nothing shameful about this. You meet people, it feels good for a while, and then you realise that's not the one. And when you're Kim's age, you're not messing about anymore, are you? When you're in your 19, 20, 21, it's all fun and games. But once you hit 30, 35, 40, you want to meet the one. Kim has children. She's been divorced several times. It was fun. It didn't work out. I'm sure she'll find somebody else nice. There's no hard feelings here. There doesn't always have to be drama, Misty, when it doesn't work out. It just didn't work out.
And we all go through that. We meet somebody, we go out a couple times, it kind of fizzles, it wasn't really real, you were caught up in it for a moment. I have that happen all the time. So it just so happens that it's Kim Kardashian. So, you know, it becomes major news.
Yeah, we're sending you both our best. I'm sure you'll both be fine. Right? I mean, this is not thoughts and prayers, Misty. They're both gorgeous. They're both rich. They will be fine. Okay, quickly before we go to break, we have some breaking Kate Middleton news. Sources tell me that the two of them have retreated to their vacation home with their children after her huge announcement. So amid Kate's ongoing battle with cancer, the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge have accompanied their three children and have sought solace at their vacation home. Prince William and Kate, along with their children, made the journey from Adelaide Cottage in Windsor. That's where she recorded the announcement on Wednesday. It was released on Friday. They're now at Amner Hall in Norfolk. They travelled by helicopter on Saturday. Now, if some of you are confused, because there's been some pushback here about what we call them, they're officially the Prince and the Princess of Wales. However, they didn't lose their title, the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge. So you could call them both. When Kate married William, she became the Duchess of Cambridge. Mm. Then when the Queen passed away, her husband became the Prince of Wales and she became the Princess of Wales. So Princess is better than Duchess. So you'd probably go with that title, but you can use either title here. I know there's been some questions about that, but big picture here, Mr. I think this is good. Get out of London, get away. They made a bombshell announcement. Some people said she was bullied into this announcement. That's not true. The reason she did it Friday, Miss D, the kids left school on Friday, Easter break. So she waited to tell the world until the kids were with her, because her children are old enough now that at school people would say stuff. This is worldwide news. The kids would know. She didn't want that to happen. Really smart here. Kate wanted to make sure the kids were out of school and with her for the whole week when this news exploded. Fantastic. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Bob Shooter with our dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you very much. Last show, we talked about Stephen Colbert, Kim Kardashian, and Andy Cohen had all said things about Kate. Now we're asking, do they owe Kate an apology? Let's have a look. So we know now Kate has cancer. That's the reason we did not see her for a while. Stephen Colbert seemed to blame the affair. Kim made fun of her, and Andy Cohen too said the pictures weren't real. All of that is nonsense. Do they owe Kate an apology? 82% said yes, they do. Now, Blake Lively, who made a little bit of fun of Kate, has already issued an apology. It's the right thing to do. If you say something and it's funny in the moment, but then it turns out to be quite tragic, then say an apology. Nobody meant this to be vicious, but it's just now really unfortunate that you went there. Andy, Stephen, and Kim, apologise. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Gisele Bündchen because she is firmly refuting rumours suggesting that she cheated on former NFL star Tom Brady. And she's emphasizing that these claims are categorically false. Now, she addressed the speculation surrounding her divorce from Tom after 13 years of marriage and saying any type of affair is a lie. And she expressed frustration at the tendency to blame women who leave unhealthy relationships, highlighting the challenges they face from the communities and their families. So she is standing up for women and saying, sometimes we just know it's time to get out. And she's just talking about the complexity of relationships and the dynamics and knowing when you have to put yourself first. So for that, we are giving her the nicest of the day. Thanks for stepping up for women during Women's History Month, Gisele.
And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So Meghan and Harry's pal is claiming the royal family lied to the public about Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis. Oh, no. So in the aftermath of Kate's announcement, a tech entrepreneur called Christopher Boozy has ignited a controversy by alleging that the British royal family has deceived the public, likening them to North Korean propaganda. Likening the announcement to North Korean propaganda. Oh, Christopher is a friend of Harry and Meghan's. He was in their Netflix documentary. This is not helping. Chris, I know you can have your opinion. It's up to you. You're wrong. She does have cancer. It's not a lie. This is not propaganda. It's the truth. So calm yourself down. But you now have been branded, exposed as a friend of Harry and Meghan. So anything you say is going to reflect on them. Anything you say about the royal family is going to reflect on them. That's more fair. So be careful talking about Kate. Not only are you spreading lies, but you're also putting Harry and Meghan in a very difficult situation. And naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rumba. Give yourself the same advice that you would give a best friend. Think of all the wonderful things you tell your friends. You support them, you love them, you encourage them. So why are you saying such awful things to yourself? If I wouldn't say it to somebody I loved, I won't say it to myself. That's my new rule. I'll say that again. If I wouldn't say this to Misty or somebody that I loved, then I'm not going to say it to myself. Hey, that is it for today. Oh dear, we just lost Miss D's mic. No worries, we've only got 30 seconds left. I can say goodbye. And I can say goodbye on behalf of the both of us. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, I need you to sing along. Miss D's not here. And remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. You sound marvellous. Pip, pip.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.